That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, that old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play a call for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Rancher Anglers. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And I think it's just us this morning. I know John's out traveling, but they say where two or more are gathered in his name, that he is there also, and we certainly gather in that name of Jesus Christ. And so we'll have the phone lines open in a little bit, but we welcome you here. Sun's just coming up. Got a beautiful morning, it looks like. Some warm weather here. Hopefully you're having some good weather where you're at as well. Well, Jason, if you'll open us up in prayer, we'll go from there after that.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program this morning and this day, Father, and this weekend, Father, and as we go into this 91st day, Father, we just ask, Father, for your blessing upon that as well. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us in all that we do, that you strengthen us, that you encourage us, that you give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power, and authority over the forces that come against us. We pray that you just allow us to continue to do your work, Father, in these times that we're living in. We pray, Father, for the quickening of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you protect us, our wives, and our children, and all that we are charged over. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, lots going on out in the world. I hope you're reading your Bible. If you've got the Bible reading plan, you'll see today that today and tomorrow are just that. It's the end of the solar year of 2016, and we encourage you to take today as a 91st day. Of course, it's the regular Sabbath. It's coming in at 1 o'clock today till 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then do the same thing on Sunday. It's an extra Sabbath day if you can take it at all with the present job situation. But it is a 91st day from today 1 o'clock till tomorrow at 1, then again Sunday at 1 till Monday at 1, and that's the year ending 91st days, and that's the end of the year. And on the 20th, it's the spring equinox, and with an agricultural-based society, that's when the new year starts. And so that's day one, and 2, 3, 4, 5, you go on through, before you know it, 2 weeks from Sunday will be Passover, and that'll be here before you know it. And we have some information at the website on the 91st days. If you would like the complete 91st packet, which is what our pastor sent out way back in 2001 as part of it, kind of introducing and explaining the 91st days, we'd be glad to send it to you. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, and we'll be glad to send that out to you. And you may think that that's it's foolishness, the Passover, the 91st days, but if you're reading your Bible, you see that the things of God are not the things of man, and the things of man are not the things of God. The thoughts, His thoughts are better than ours, His ways are right. And anyway, we hope you're reading your Bible. We hope that you are. Reading through Psalms, finishing that up today, and then into Job next week. So, well, did I hear somebody come on and join us?
Yes, you did. Good morning.
Well, good
this
morning.
Is Tim.
Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, guys, there's tons going on. As far as news goes, I'll lead off with one. I saw a news article this past week that Home Depot is looking to add 80,000 employees this year, basically. And I you would think that something like that would really be front page news, 80,000 new jobs all over their stores, customer service, merchandising, lot associates, they call it, receiving, store support, cashiers, just everything all over. And to me, that is better news than them laying off 80,000 people. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. You know, there's a lot of things that I have, you know, that I don't like as far as Home Depot's policies go. But one of the things that I do, to tell you what, I got a lot of respect for them, is when Target started letting these transgenders decide what the bathroom they wanted to, and there was a lot of places that were following suit with that. I called up corporate headquarters and asked them what they said, and they said that's manager's discretion at their store. They said we don't have any policies on it. Therefore, the managers of the individual stores are the ones that are going to have to make that decision. So I called our local managers. We've got two Home Depots in town, and called the managers, and I said, where's your stand on this? And he thought, both of them said the same thing. Not in my store, you're not.
Well, good.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They said, you can have real problems if it's a dude trying to go in the women's bathroom.
Good.
And they said that's what we got security for, and they were, I really appreciated that. So, but I think that's the way it should be done too. Is on the individual levels as far as it shouldn't even be an issue. Number one, but they actually do on when things come up in different areas that they've changed a whole lot. And actually, our Home Depot here in town, they got rid of two homosexuals working there, and they got rid of them. They got fired for a poor performance. So, you know, that's encouraging.
It is. It is. Jobs, there's jobs out there. We had mentioned before, we were talking before the broadcast came on, that there is coal. Is coming back. I saw a news report out of Hazard, Kentucky, that one of the coal mines there was up and running. One of the plants that they had been shut down, they had laid off 300 or 400 people, and that now they were back that they were getting going. They weren't back to full capacity, but they were starting back up. Saw another note that ExxonMobil plans to hire 45,000 new employees just in Texas and Louisiana. So that lets you know that they are planning on renewing the, I think, the domestic oil production as well. One of the big cuts that this current administration is looking to rein in a little bit is the EPA, who are not voted in and who have, it seems like, no, they answer to no one. And if they come up and think that, well, we need to close down the coal plants, and they just do. And that the way that they have closed down the coal production, and as well as has had a lot of impact in the oil refining here domestically in the United States, it's been devastating to jobs. It's been devastating to the working man and the working family out there.
Amen. Well, and that's the problem with administrative law. That's what we call it with those groups like that. Is their rules? They're given a mandate to exist. They're not given, you know, the framework that they exist within. They get to write themselves, and so, you know, that becomes kind of a governmental edict thing as far as the club that they're going to use, whoever's in power, and tell them, hey, this is what we want to do. We want to get rid of coal. We want to get rid of this. We want to, you know, and they rewrite the rules and everything else to go along with that, you know, scenario. And so, and that's one of the problems. I did see a big article on the EPA that basically the Trump administration is defunding a large segment. And I don't remember the exact amount, but it was a huge amount of funding that they've, that, you know, has been pulled from that agency. So, you know, that's, as far as all these things go, when we deal with a lot of this stuff, it's, you know, we're back to God's way of doing things, which is this moderation, you know, coal in moderation and fuel and oil in moderation. These things, there's nothing wrong with that. It spreads it over a wide base rather than concentrating one particular use and having the debilitating circumstances of that, like lowering of jobs in those other areas and overloading the economy in particular places. It works God's way all the way across the board. People have different skill sets that they can put to work, and it's beneficial to the whole country when you can broaden that base of usage.
Yes. Yes, when you can have jobs, when you don't, you know, stifle companies from growing, from expanding, when you don't stifle that, when you don't set it up to where there are so many rules and regulations and benefits that and things that have to be required or that have to be provided for. It's one thing to, you know, create a level playing field. And I saw a report from, I think it was a Mr. Murphy, which is a head of a huge Murphy Power. It's not Murphy Construction, but it's Murphy Power. And it's a huge coal place. And he's a coal guy. And he said, I can compete with oil if you give me a level playing field. If you don't subsidize the wind, if you don't subsidize the solar power, if you don't subsidize and super control and put all these unattainable, cleanliness goals and things like that, that are, like you said, Tim, that are written as administrative law that don't have real life applications.
Exactly.
He said, I can compete if you let me compete. If you'll have a level playing field, you stop weighing everything so heavy on the oil and the solar and the wind energy, and he said, I'll compete with you with coal, meaning coal power for these power plants, and coal can do it, and they have made great strides in with things like the Clean Air Act and things like that, but don't shut them down. Don't you know, that's not good for the economy. That's not good for people. And so anyway, yes. It's good to see that there's jobs coming back, that there's companies like Home Depot and ExxonMobil and others that are growing, that are adding jobs, that on their website say, hey, we're hiring, spring hiring. We've got, lots of positions open. And with the Home Depot opening, to me, that expanding, adding jobs, to me, that shows that there's others company. That to me, that shows that construction, home construction is going up. That people that already have homes are spending more money on improving their homes, adding on or doing landscaping or whatever. To me, that seems like a good sign of the times or sign of the economy.
Well, it is, and actually, I deal with a lot of contractors in different avenues of construction down here in northern Colorado, southern Wyoming, and it's, when I talk to electrical contractors, I've talked to mechanical contractors, HVAC installers, all of them said the same thing. They said that everything was slow, been slow and slow and slow, and, and they all of a sudden they're swamped. They got more work than they can shake a stick at. They have, they're booked up and they're actually behind for the first time in years. They're behind on getting their work done. And it's just been great. I mean, they're very excited about it. They're working hard. They're making money, and it's an exciting thing to see. At the same time as all of them that I've talked to is their number one complaint is trying to find good help. Can't find good help.
Yes.
I talked to the HVAC guy, and he's like, I got three vans, completely stocked service vans, ready to go to work. He's like, I could put somebody to work if I could find somebody. He's like, I don't expect to find somebody that's great. I don't kind of expect somebody that knows everything about the business or anything like that. He's like, I just want somebody that's fair and honest and willing to show up at work and a hard worker. And he's like, I can't even find that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That entitlement, unfortunately, is another spirit in the land that needs to be rebuked, that needs to be driven out. And people need to realize that you don't work, you don't eat. And you can get by not working and still eating for a little while, but in the grand scheme of things, you don't.
Amen.
Tim, I know you've taught your children that way, and we've taught ours, and that you have to work. I remember my dad telling me probably 30 years ago that even then, he said, 40 hours a week doesn't cut it. He would work 10-hour days, 5 10-hour days, and half a day on Saturday, and then do stuff on the side. And he said, but son, you have to work. Nobody gets by on 40 hours a week anymore. That's gone. Even your what you'd call your professionals, your doctors and lawyers and things like that, they're working more than 40 hours a week. Doctors are, as well as, like you're saying, Jason, those contractors, and I know a few of them as well, and they're working during the week, and on Saturday they're doing a little side job, and unfortunately some of them are on Sunday as well. But I've kind of noticed it here too. The people are there's work. There's work available if you want to work.
Well, and the whole 40 hour work week thing is really not found in the Bible. It says I was thinking of God's kingdom, and it says always abounding in the work of the Lord. It really never stops. I mean, there's different kinds of work and different, like we said, you may be out there 8 or 10 hours during the day doing the physical aspect of your job, but regardless of what you work at or what your occupation is or anything else, you know, your job is God's kingdom, is your family, is your home. That's a never, and I think all of us can agree to that. You know, it doesn't really stop. You right. You support them, you shepherd, you know, you're constantly on that curve, trying to keep that all rolling, all going the same direction, and you know, it's work, it's a job. I mean, you know, and that's what it's all about. And you know, God's blessed us with that, and He says He doesn't give us more than we can bear. So it's one of those, you know, Lord, we're going.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, we have the phone lines open this morning if you'd like to call in. The call-in number is 307-745-5913. Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers is the program, and talking about some jobs seemingly coming back to the country, and that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Especially with I saw that just to highlight that ExxonMobil looking to hire up to 45,000 new people just in Texas and Louisiana in facilities that they already have there. And I think a lot of that is rehiring. I know Exxon just got a new, they just built a new, updated and built a new gas station, truck stop, right here in Laramie, up on the corner. And you guys know where it's at, the old Sinclair right up on the corner. Of our exit out here, and it's quite the deal. It's not as big as and fancy as some of the places, but certainly for Laramie and little old Interstate 80, it is. And we're seeing that here. We're seeing, it seems like, an uptick, an upturn in the work, in the jobs. I made comment to my neighbor Paul. A couple weeks ago, we went into a Wednesday morning, early morning men's prayer breakfast. We try to get in there about 6. And for several times, you go in, and when you drive through West Laramie, and it's just reminiscent or symbolic, I think, of many of the small towns in America, little bedroom-type communities. And we would drive through 5:30, 5:40 on the way to breakfast, and the lights are flashing, so you just zip through town, and you might see one or two other cars, and that's about it. But the last few times, I would say the last 3 months, definitely this year, in going through there, same time, 5:30, 5:40 in the morning, you have to watch out on the intersections. There's cars. There's people that are up all over town now, as opposed to 3 months ago, they weren't. And people aren't getting up at 5:30 to go to the gym, not in Laramie anyway. They're going to work, and it is just quite. I thought about that the other day. It is noticeably better, noticeably different. More people are up earlier and going to are up early and going to work. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but I've sure noticed it here in town.
Yeah, that's the truth. It's been down here too. A lot of it's the changing of the weather too, and you know, changing of the season. I notice that here every year about this time of year, people start getting up earlier and trying to get out and get more done. But it's been happening all the way around.
Well, I've got a funny line ringing here. It looks a little different. Let's see if it's a caller I can bring on. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, Richard. This is Caleb Reed.
Hey, good morning, Caleb. You're live on the radio this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty fantastic.
Well, good, good. Glad to hear it.
Good morning.
How are things in South Carolina?
Well, things are pretty decent. They could be better, but can't complain too bad.
Well, good. Glad to hear.
So how are things out there with you all?
Things are well. Beautiful day. We're in the 60s for about the next week. So beautiful weather. There's snow in the mountains, so we're still okay with that. We're not like, I talked to Joe in Pennsylvania Thursday night, and they were still digging out of their 3 foot of snow. So we're a little bit better than that. And, we haven't had, we've had the winds, but not the fires. So
yeah, I hear
God
that.
Is good.
In South Carolina, it's been cool, but the weather in South Carolina is always wacky. So
well,
we don't never know exactly what to expect.
That's how it goes. That is. Well, Caleb, thank you for your call. Did you have something specific you wanted to talk about this morning?
Well, actually, I'm on the road, and I'm not tuned into the program, but I did want to give you a call and see if you would take a prayer request for me.
We'd be glad to, Caleb. We would.
My dad is in the hospital this morning. He's having some chest pain, and him and my mom rushed to the emergency room, and they did an EKG, I think that's what it's called. And the doctors seem to think that they might have possibly headed off a heart attack in the early stages. So we're hoping that's not the case, but we would definitely appreciate prayer.
Well, we'll do it. We'll pray now, but we'll also put it out on the prayer chain. So, well, Heavenly Father, you know Caleb's dad, you know Michael, and Lord, we just lift him up to you for your health and healing. And we pray your protecting angels to be about him there in the hospital, him and his wife as well. And Lord, if no matter what's happened, we look to you for health and healing. We look to you, the great physician, for deliverance and for the good godly help that you intended. Lord, you know Caleb's dad, you know he loves you. And Lord, we just pray your blessings of health and healing and restoral to be upon him. We say, Michael, be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Amen. Appreciate it, Richard.
Thanks for
your continued prayers.
All right. Safe travels.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, the lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you have a question or a comment, or like Caleb, have a prayer request, we could do that. We are to be a praying people and being cognizant of the needs of the saints for sure.
Absolutely. One of the things I thought was interesting is just with all the news hype, all the news stories that we've seen on the media getting investigated, and how they are liars, which
yes.
is one thing that we've known that for a long time, and we've continued to put that out for quite some time. Moscow, Russia, they the lower house of parliament has approved a proposal to launch an investigation into U.S. and media organizations that operate in Russia. And they're doing that because basically they found the same thing, that they're liars, that they're not reporting the news. And I thought that was kind of interesting. It's like, you know, as we continue to pray for things that have been done in darkness to be brought to light, I think one of the things that has been, you know, that it is just completely covered up is the media. I mean, they use the media in so many ways, shapes, and forms to keep people indoctrinated, to keep the truth from people, to lie and fudge the truth. I mean, we that's something that we've known, and we know that we have a listening audience that understands that. There's a reason that they became Jewish controlled. You know, how many newspapers, television stations, radio stations are not Jewish owned, Jewish funded, and you know it's just part of their agenda. You know, I mean, it was written about in the Protocols of Zion on how they needed to take control of these media sources, and they followed it, and they've been successful, and they've done well with it. I just think that it's really encouraging to see how much heat the media is getting. And you know, it's like when you see these things happening, it's like they're treading on holy ground. I mean, it's like the look on their faces when you see these editorials and these newspapers being called liars and they just have this. It's like almost like you an attack of God is their attitude about it, and I think it's quite funny.
It is.
Amen.
Yes, it is. They are offended. You're right. they are offended that people would dare come against that. I think a good note of that is how offended the press corps is that the new president is looking to some of the alternative media sources and recognizing them, and they are just put off. Oh my goodness! Well, let's try a phone call here. See the phone line ringing. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers. It is you, and you need to move your phone a little bit away from your mouth. I can't hear you at all. Bad connection.
You're going to have to hang up on him.
Yeah, you'll have to try to, if you have a different phone, try a different phone there. That's one of our listeners from Toronto, Canada that I've spoken with over the last few weeks. And so hopefully he's got a different phone he can call in on, and if he can, well, we can understand it, we'll sure take the call. Well, the number is 307-745-5913 if you do want to call in. And but you're absolutely right, Jason. They are offended. It's like you've come against their small g god.
Well, and I would add one of the things that I've seen that, and I know it's from God, there's no doubt in my mind about that, but, I mean, it, you know, as far as the fact that the news media put on this big blitz to, they wanted to get rid of the alternative media, you know, the fake news is what they called it. Oh, it's fake, and Google was going to come out and censor everybody, and Facebook was going to censor this, and that entire situation turned around and backfired on them. I mean, it was like, you know, they are now branded with what they were trying to accuse everyone else, you know, all of the other alternative media sites of doing. And that's just a gift from God to see them.
It is.
You know, and like we said, their jaws are slack. I mean, their mouth's hanging open, and they're like, oh, no, that's not what we, you know, and it, I know at the one press conference there with Trump, he called CNN fake news, you know, and called out some of those guys from the podium, and I just, I was like, thank you, God. So, I just, you know, praise the Lord that, the light is being shown on some of their wickedness, you know, that they have done. And I think that, like Jason said, we've talked about that for years, and I know our audience knows that, but it's still refreshing to see, you know, the rest of the world get a dose of it.
Yes. And it, like you said, Tim, it is an absolute answer to prayer. We have prayed that they would, for years, that they would fall in the pit they dig. And they certainly have. It's come back upon them. It certainly has. Well, let's try the phone call, a phone line again. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
No, Ivan, I can't. It's just so overmodulated that it's. I don't know if it's your phone or what.
I just want to
you
guys can hear that.
You can't do that. Please.
Yeah.
You can hear.
Just
anything.
Can't. Well, Ivan, if you can't eat. Yeah, I heard he mentioned something about 91st days and Passover. And so the 91st days are this weekend. It ends out the solar year. Maybe that's something that he was asking about. And the 2 days at the end of the year. That lines it up with our calendar year and brings it right in line with that. And so today, 1 o'clock till 1 o'clock tomorrow, and then tomorrow from 1 o'clock Sunday till 1 o'clock Monday, we encourage you to take those days as a Sabbath. Read at least the 91st Psalms. We encourage you to read the of course, the Bible reading plan, which is Psalms 39 through 41 today, and Job 15 and 16 tomorrow, and read your Bible, read and pray the 91st Psalms, and then on Monday is the first day of spring. It's the spring equinox. It is in an agricultural-based society. It's when the new year starts, and so we encourage you to take the weekend. Take the 91st days. Hey, how bad can it be when God says, take a couple days off? Is that a bad thing? Take a couple days off and remember me. Remember God. Remember His Son. Remember what He's done for us. And then 14 days later, which is April 2nd, will be Passover. And we'll have something. We'll have a little evening service. Passover service from the church, from the LaPorte Church of Christ. And Jason, you think we can stream that out like the Sunday morning church service?
We might be able to.
Yeah, we probably will be able to. And so hopefully, I know we're working on some new computers. Jason has got some new computers put together, and we're working on those to improve the Sunday morning streaming from the LaPorte Church of Christ. So, 91st days this weekend, today, till tomorrow, and tomorrow to Monday, and then 14 days later, which is not the following Sunday, not March 26th, but the Sunday after that, which is April 2nd, and that will be Passover in the evening. So, remember, Passover is to be an everlasting remembrance. We're to observe it always, and so we encourage you. If you don't have the book Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy in Calculating the Passover, it's a book that Pastor Peters put together years ago. We encourage you to write and request it. We have them in stock here. We'd be glad to send it to you because it goes through, as the Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept, and gives you some proofs and some explanations on these 91st days and on the Passover. So, again, that book is Solar Sanity, and if you'd like it, we'd be glad to send you one. Well, the phone line's ringing again. Let's try it. See if we have a better connection this time. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good, good. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Really enjoy this program. This is James in Idaho. Hey, Richard, I've been tuning in 7:30 Pacific to catch a scriptural review of the news, and it's not coming up. Have you not been doing that the last couple weeks or so?
Yeah, we have, actually. So I don't know if there's a problem with the... I know our Todd, our computer guy, is familiar with it, and so try it tomorrow. I think he's got the schedule.
It played last week, and it played the week before. I watched it. I had it up on the screen, so it played just fine. So you must be having some issues on your end.
Yeah, Jason, I call in on the phone. I call in on the phone line. I listen to the service and the communion talk. I listen. I dial in on a phone because I don't really have a good internet.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, well, we don't have that set up on the phone system yet.
Oh, okay.
You got to go to the website.
Okay, gotcha. Very good. Well, it's a great program, Richard. Appreciate that scriptural review of the news. It's a great program, so I look forward to when it's when you guys are able to get up on the dial and remember. That'll be great. So thank you guys. You have a great morning. I'll let you go. You take care, okay?
All right, James. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
307-745-5913 is the number if you want to call in. Yeah, we've kind of changed the schedule around a little bit on Sunday to help out our East Coast parishioners and congregation and having the message an hour early. So, and Jason, I don't know if you've heard a lot. I've had a couple of good positive comments, and thanks for us doing that.
Yes, I have too. I've talked to several people that really enjoy being able to tune in an hour early, and then they can have church service. They can get done an hour early, and they are really enjoying that.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing as well, and so. So we're trying to. Hey, we're not doing what we do to please man, but to please God. But if there's something that we can do to help out a little bit, we'll sure look into it and consider doing it. So again, the phone number 307-745-5913. We've got almost 20 minutes left of the program this morning. And well, Tim, you've got to be getting ready, getting the garden almost ready with this good weather that we've been having.
We actually we're going to be planting some potatoes today. They're due to go in, or at least we're talking about it. I don't know, you know, whether they'll actually go in, but it's that time here in the next few days at any rate. So we've had some but yep, getting ready to go with it. We've had some nice 80 degree days, which for March is a little. We've had a really warm March here, so been awesome weather, and other than very dry. But you know, we know the Lord's got the rain on the way, so we're just looking forward to another opportunity to do that. So
amen.
And know everybody's just truly love to see that stuff grow. We were talking about a lot of these different things, and a verse came to mind that shows what's going on. And spring brings this out in us, anyways. God always has the seasons; they follow each other. That's a mandate from God. And,
yes.
And Romans 15:13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will overflow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." You know, and I think that we should always be looking for that hope. You know, we talk about that a lot of times, and it's easy to focus on the dark clouds that roll around, but you know, when we look for that hope, it's there, and it's in our God, and He'll fill us with it, and the joy and the peace of that hope if we just look to Him and do that. And I always thank the Lord for that. You know, every little thing, it's like you just look for those little things that do that. So
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
And how gracious. How many times do we forget to thank the Lord just that the seasons do follow one another in a set way? How would you like it if Monday is a new season and it's just a crapshoot? We don't know. You know, it might be another winter. It might be spring. It might be summer. It might be fall. We don't know. Just have to wait and see. Just depending on how it falls. Just don't know. Maybe we can plan, you know, maybe we can't. Maybe we cut more firewood and have another 3 months of winter. Maybe it'll go straight to summer and we'll go from firewood to air conditioners. You just don't. No, that's not how God is. God is a God of order. And it's this, and then it's this, and again, back to His Word. It's that line upon line. It's that precept upon precept. And it's He has set the sun and the sky. He has set the moon. He has set the seasons so that, there's a little overlap here and there, but we know Monday we go into spring. Winter's over, and I'm glad of it. I can tell you that. I'm happy to have these 60 degrees. I was ready for spring last fall, and so we've burned a little firewood, and we've gotten through the blown a little snow, and we've gotten through the winter, praise the Lord. And I'm looking forward to some warm weather. We've got some green grass poking up in the corners. And praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that. And I sure like what you talk about, that hope. We are to have that hope. We are to be, you know, we are, as His people, that as his bride, we are that Proverbs, we are to be anyway, that Proverbs 31 woman that smiles at the future. And so think about that remnant, think about that. Do you, are you smiling at the future? That's one of the things that we are to be doing. I was talking with a man the other day about life in general. And he brought it up that, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to what happens to you. And it really is. It rains on the just and the unjust. As Jesus talked about, the wall of Siloam or whatever fell on those people, and it's not that they were more wicked, and deserving, but life happens, and how do you respond to it? Do you respond to it with that hope? Do you respond to it knowing, as Romans 8:28 says, that God works all things for good for those that love Him? And so instead of focusing on the all things, on making sure that I make that money, on making sure that I have those material things, do we have the cart before the horse, or are we concentrating on loving God, smiling at the future, being doers of the word, so that the storms come, the wind blows and the floods come and the walls fall and the vehicles break down and the light switches go out and things happen. But do we smile at the future, and do we look at those things as opportunities to grow closer to Him, and have that hope? And we are to have that hope in for the here and now, as well as the here and after.
Amen. We were talking a little bit about, I don't know if you, did you guys see the article on the university in Canada declaring gravity to be intolerant? it's a humor department. There's part of it that's like, then there's a part of it that's, it's humorous, but, not in the university in Canada, one of the universities up there, the people weigh a certain amount, you know, when they step on a scale, and they're pulling all the scales out of their gym because it's not creating a non-safe space for people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? So I think that this should be another sign of hope. We're seeing these people weeded out, these, and it's not just youngsters or students, but as we see these people trying to ban this kind of stuff, it shows the weakness of their mind in that part. It's like, well, you know, you're going to reap what you sow, and what you want to there's no way that when we take away all of the yardsticks, all of the, you know, they want to ban numbers, they want to ban weights, they want to do a lot of this for their own feel good core. When we do that, really, that's a slap in God's face. You can't, and we're back to God's orderly world again. He set all those things up, and they're all for our benefit.
Yes.
When you take that all away, you end up with a, you know, non-working, non-thinking, and I think that the truth of the matter is, it occurs to me that God, all power is removed from those people. I mean, it's going to come to naught because everything they do adds up to zero. So there's just did you guys see that at all? Did you see that, Jason?
No, I did not.
Okay, I just caught it
I just caught it last night. I hadn't really. I was reading it and I was like, are you serious? But at any rate, it was interesting. So,
yeah, I'd seen the note about something about them pulling scales out of gyms because they didn't create a they didn't contribute to a well-being and a safe place that these people that these snowflakes seem to need these days. I think that ties in with Jason, what you said earlier about the contractors not being able to find people that'll work for them.
Yes.
I
think it does. It's part of this entitlement that the world owes them a job or a safe space or a guarantee that they won't be offended, a guarantee that everything will be just fine and dandy no matter what they do. And it's just not that way. It is just not that way. That is not reality. That is not life on this planet. It's not. And
it's not God's way. Yeah,
it's not.
Go ahead.
Not at all.
There's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, there's a lot of them that are in the younger generation that are that way, but there's a lot of them that are in the older generation that are that way, too. It's just they got to the point where, you know, it's like it's a spell or something that's come across this land, because there's people out there that, you know, the contractors that I talk with, they said that they want to hire somebody. They hire somebody, and, you know, then these people show up for work, and then they have a reality check, and they're like, oh, I just wanted a job. I didn't really want to work. And they think they should be able to show up, you know, for 8 hours or 10 hours a day and get paid for it and not have to lift a finger. And, I mean, it's really an epidemic out there, because I'm running into it all the time, and it's just it's like, where do people get off thinking this or having this kind of mentality?
Exactly.
You're right, Jason. It seems like it's a spirit, that it's an ungodly process or thought that's in the land, and it just is not supposed to be that way. It's not. There's work out there, and we are to work. It's as simple as that.
Well, and God's process is it's a growth opportunity, a growth environment, and in order for there to be growth, there's no status quo, and that's what they seek. They want stagnant. I'm good. You're good. We're all good. There's nothing wrong with us. Don't trigger me, I think, is another word they use. And the truth of the matter is, there is none righteous, no, not one. That means that there's a constant struggling there to better oneself. And I like the word better. When you work, if you work, whether you work with your mind or you work with your hands or whatever, there's always that learning curve, isn't there? There's always we're constantly, and that curve is always upwards and onwards. It never really, and it's the same way in our Christian walk. There's always that upward grade of struggle, if you will, or of practice and of perfection. And, you don't give up. Don't surrender. Continue to fight the good fight. We have all of these axioms in our repertoire that we use all the time, and we're always seeking to attain that ultimate goal of betterment of those sort of things. And these people, if you really look at it and distill it down, what do they want? Stagnation. They don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to do anything. It's all good. It's all good. Everything's fine just the way it is. You don't have to, that's not God's way.
No, that's not reality. It's not. I think a big part of it's the fluoride that the people ingest. It neuters them, male and female both. Just that was a thought that occurred to me, Tim, when you were saying those very things, was that the people are just, yeah, whatever, a laissez-faire attitude. And it just, that's not how life is. It's not. It's not how life is. It's not how God intended it. And it's not how how things are. It's not. But I think we're seeing that change. I think we do. We are. It's not going to be overnight. We've noticed a seemingly better spirit in the land since the election, and that's good. That's not the end. That's a beginning. And I think it's on the Christian people here in this land to continue to pray for our leaders and pray for our people. Pray that the people are awakened from their slumber. Pray for that the people come out of the spell, that the spell is broken. We've seen a decline and a breaking of that DC sorcery spell as we continue to pray for that to happen. And God hears our prayers. And God works in God's timing, not man's timing. But he is not slow, as some consider slowness, but he's patient. And that's the hope that we have. That's how we have to look at it. But
Amen.
But there's some that are out there that are working. Tim, I know your crew are workers. Jason's got a crew going right now, and they are workers. And so it's encouraging to see this next generation coming up, that even in them there are some that will be leaders. There are some that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty, that will work. But you know, they've been mentored, they've been taught to do those things, and they've been taught correctly. Well, guys, we're about out of time. We want to invite everybody to church tomorrow. It'll start early, 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30. We'll have a review of the news and going to talk about some of these news stories, and then at 9:00 Mountain, 10:00 Central, we'll have Pastor Peter's message. We're in the middle of the Jezebel series, and so if we might be continuing on with that, you just never know till Sunday morning. You just have to tune in and see. But that's one of the series that are going on right now. And then we'll have a live message and some music and communion for you at 10:00 Mountain, and that's 11:00 Central. And then we'll replay the pastor's broadcast as well, the pastor's sermon. So, well, men, thank you so much for getting up this morning and taking the time to come out and share your thoughts with the remnant. And we thank you, remnant, for your support. We thank you for your prayers. Know that if we know of you here, we pray for you. We pray for the remnant, and we pray for those that pray for us. So, well, thanks so much, men, and we'll
Thank you. We'll
see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, stay calm. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake eyes. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, snake high.
they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.